From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Secretary of State John Kerry says that Syria is at a turning point. Speaking at the Munich Security Conference in Germany, Kerry said decisions made in the near future could either end the war or define a very difficult set of choices for the future.
If the international community and the Syrians themselves miss the opportunity now before us to achieve that political resolution to the conflict, the violence, the bloodshed, the torture, the images of children, women, children, the bombing, the anguish is going to continue.
Summing up 2 days of talks among members of the International Syria Support Group, Kerry said all sides agreed to work for a quick end to the violence in Syria as an essential first step toward a political solution to the five-year-old civil war. Despite the UN Security Council's demand that all parties immediately cease any attacks against civilians, Kerry said the Damascus regime's offensive aimed at civilian areas has only increased. Also Saturday, Secretary Kerry assured U.S. allies of Washington's support as Europe faces new tensions with Russia and a near-unprecedented flood of refugees. Russian Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev had condemned NATO's decision to increase its military strength in the eastern part of Europe. He suggested on Saturday that the West is starting a new Cold War. Kerry downplayed that, saying that the Cold War ended many years ago. The United States plans to quadruple its military spending in Europe to $3.4 billion next year. NATO will increase troop strength, stockpile military hardware, and form a rapid reaction force. This is VOA News. Pope Francis is demanding Mexican bishops courageously challenge what he called the insidious threat posed by the drug trade. In a speech in Mexico City, the pontiff said the Catholic hierarchy must help Mexicans escape the violence and corruption plaguing their nation and not hide behind their own privilege and careers. Earlier at the presidential palace, the pope told President Enrique Peña Nieto and government authorities that those in public office responsible for the common good must be honest and upright and not be seduced by privilege. The Pope is on his first official visit to heavily Roman Catholic Mexico. He will celebrate Mass later Saturday. Colombia's National Health Institute said Saturday that more than 5,000 pregnant women in that country are infected with the Zika virus. The total number of people diagnosed in Colombia has reached more than 31,000, according to the Institute's Epidemiology Bulletin. Among that number are more than 5,000 pregnant women. The latest figures of Zika cases indicate a 23% increase over last week's total. Those cases of pregnant women went up 57.8%. There is currently no treatment for Zika, and much remains unknown about the disease, including whether the virus causes a birth defect known as microcephaly. That's where the head of newborns is smaller than normal because their brain has not developed properly or has stopped growing. The Somali militant group Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility for a bomb blast aimed at bringing down an airliner earlier this month. The group said in a statement Saturday that it carried out the attack as retribution for crimes committed by the coalition of Western Crusaders and their intelligence agencies against Muslims of Somalia. Al-Shabaab said the explosion targeted Western and Turkish intelligence officials aboard Dalo Airlines Flight A321 to Djibouti on February 2nd, that is. The mid-air blast blew a one-meter-wide hole in the side of the aircraft. The suspected suicide bomber was a passenger and was blown out of the plane. He was the only person killed. And Pakistan's President Mahmoud Hussein has urged the nation not to celebrate Valentine's Day, the romantic holiday that hardline Muslim clerics wanted banned, but officials in the capital say they cannot suppress. The president criticized Valentine's Day, which is Sunday, as a Western import that threatens to undermine the Islamic values of Pakistan. For more on these stories, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.